God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. A few mornings ago here on the Bill Rice Ranch, I observed a group of deer. We see a lot of those in the mornings. I saw a little tiny deer with white spots, and I assumed that was the baby deer, known as the fawn. There was a very attentive deer, much larger, and I assumed that that was the doe, that was the mother deer. I saw a deer with antlers, and I assumed that was the buck, that was the dad. So it was essentially a deer family. Now I wonder, do you think they have any misunderstanding about who does what? No, the buck does, the doe does, the fawn does what each of them do in that structure. God created them that way. That's how life continues. So they are not at all ambiguous as to what they are to do. Now, I don't know if they're conscious of what they know, but they do know it nonetheless. If you went to Walmart, would things be as clear? Would they be as unconfusing? If you saw three people, would you know who does what? Now, whatever you think about who should do what, the point is, it's very ambiguous for people because we have forgotten who it is that does what. What is a father to do? What is a mother to do? What is a child to do? Is there such a thing as a family, or are we just talking about a jumbled bag of individuals? In Psalm 147, we're reminded that every successful relationship needs to know who does what. Psalm 147, the Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord." In other words, you praise the Lord. That's your part. "For it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely." So praising God is good, it's pleasant, and it's appropriate. And we find that this is what we're to do first, second, and last. You find it in verse 1. You find it again in verse 7. "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving." Sing praise. And you find it in verse 12. So first, middle, and last in the psalm, we're given a commandment to praise the Lord. Now, praise is not a performance. Praise is not something we pull up from our bootstraps because it is our virtue. No, it is our place. It makes sense, but it's more than a performance. Praise is not, you know, we have a praise leader, a praise team, a praise whatever. Okay, but praise is not a performance. Praise is not a virtue. Like, wow, you need to praise God. Well, maybe I should, but I can't just pull that out of the hat like I have something that is not there. Praise is not a performance. It is a response. And that's why each time the psalmist says, hey, praise the Lord, praise God, attribute worth to God, he follows up with reasons we should do that. So for instance, in verse 2, in response to I should praise the Lord, the Bible says, the Lord does. And then it gives you a long list of the things that the Lord does. For instance, he names the stars and he heals the heart. In verse 4, he telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them by their names. How incredible the power of a God who can make the universe, see the stars, and then name them. I can't even see all the stars. Even with the most powerful aid in the world, I couldn't do that. At the same time, verse 3 says he heals the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. In other words, the omnipotent God that spoke the worlds into existence has regard for you. He cares for you. He cares for me. It doesn't matter where you are in that family, whether you're the buck, the doe, or the fawn. It doesn't matter whether you're a grandparent, a great-grandparent. It doesn't matter whether you have a family or not. In this regard, God is powerful, and yet God regards you. The Lord does these things, so we're to praise him. Verse 8, in response to the challenge to praise God and give thanksgiving, the Bible says, who are we to praise? God, who covereth the heavens with clouds, the heaven with clouds. And gives us a long list of things that God does. He is worthy of that. Verse 13, why are we to praise God? For he hath. And so there's a reason. In other words, we're not just to praise God as some virtue that we have, like God is really virtuous and then we also have virtues. No, God is the creator and we just notice. So every successful relationship needs to know who does what. What does God do and what do I do? Well, God is the creator. God is the sustainer. God is the sovereign. God names the stars. He made them. What is mine to do? We respond. Verse 11 says this. This might be a good nutshell for the entire psalm. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him and those that hope in his mercy. This is in contrast to the fact that God doesn't take delight in the strength of a horse or the strength of a man. He takes delight in those that reverence him. So God is God, and then we just respond. That's what praise is. Verse 11 tells us that God takes pleasure in that. I'm to reverence, to fear God. I'm to hope in his mercy. Verse 7 says we're to give thanksgiving. We're to attribute thanks to God. So really, Psalm 147 is not a matter of my accomplishments. It's a matter of my discernment, which is to say God rules the universe, and we notice. And so every successful relationship needs to know who does what. God is God, And I simply noticed that takes the screws off of me, that gives peace in my heart, that gives gratitude in my life, and that can make all the difference in the way I perceive the world and the way I proceed today.